It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. On today's show, we'd like to welcome Jenna Nation. Jenna's been promoting a brand new album. It's not her first album. In fact, she's been in the business for a number of years, and she is sounding great. We'll get a chance to hear some live music from Jenna this hour. So hang around with us for another Border Crossings special guest appearance. And today it's Jenna Nation coming up on Border Crossings.
That we ever had, it's more than just what I see. Because our love was in your mind. Can't wait until you're mine. I heard you feel the same way inside. Baby, it's you that I've been dreaming about, dreaming about. You don't have. What's on my mind? I'm gonna let you know tonight. Been waiting for the perfect time. Since everything is feeling so right, I'm gonna say what's on my mind. I'm gonna let you know tonight. Been waiting for the perfect time. You won't have to wait no more. I've been contemplating all the things I wanna say. But now that you're right here with me, I wanna know. What's on my mind? I'm gonna let you know tonight. Been waiting for the perfect time. Since everything is feeling so right, I'm gonna say what's on my mind. I'm gonna let you know tonight. Been waiting for the perfect time. You won't have to wait no more.
That's right. It's you. See, you don't know what your love can make me do.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. In our studios today, we have a talented artist who's won many awards and released four albums. She's on her fourth right now. It's called You Don't Know, and she's from Canada. So we'd like to welcome to downtown Washington, D.C., singer, songwriter, Jenna Nation. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on all the success. Four albums. Wow, that's exciting.
It's very exciting. Thank you.
And I know your latest album has received all kinds of awards. It was the best R&B album in one of the Canadian award shows. And you were one of the top singers, at the show. So congratulations.
Thank you.
But I guess it's not about awards. That's not really what drives you.
No, definitely not. I love it. So
you love it. How long have you been doing music?
Professionally for about 17 years. Mm-hmm.
17 years.
Yes.
And what made you decide this was the path you wanted to pursue?
I guess it was always a part of my life. I was always singing as a child, and music was just always a huge part of my life. So it just kind of came naturally, and there was nothing else that I could see myself doing.
Mm-hmm. In fact, you won a talent contest when you were 8?
I did. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it like Star Search or one of those kinds
of shows? No, so it's something called Kiwanis Music Festival. It's a popular competition in Canada. And at the time, I was doing a lot of musical theater, so it was in a musical theater category. And yeah, it was my first competition ever. The category was, you know, 8 to 12 year olds. I was 8 years old at the time. And I ended up winning the competition, so that was pretty exciting. That kind of gave me my first taste of, okay, maybe this is something I can actually do.
Mm-hmm. Do you write your own music?
I do.
Were you writing at 8?
Not at 8. I really didn't start writing until I was 12, and then I got more serious about it around 18 when I went to Berklee College of Music, just because, you know, I was working with so many different people, and as part of my classes, you know, you needed to write for some of your assignments. And then it really became something that, I mean, it was always enjoyable to me, but I guess I never really saw myself as a songwriter until I was at Berklee. And then after Berklee, completed 2 original albums.
I'm always fascinated to ask songwriters, did you ever go back and look at the stuff you wrote at the beginning when you were, you know, early teens and compare
absolutely.
It to what you're doing now and say, whoa.
Yes. But I mean, that's how we all start. Everybody has to start somewhere. So maybe it wasn't my best work, but it, you know, helped me to get to where I am today.
Well, that's fantastic. And I know that, you know, I mean, you've developed quite a following in Canada. And I read where you had performed in so many different venues in Toronto, where you're from, and throughout Canada. You even performed in Amsterdam?
I did, yes.
Tell me about that.
So I went to Holland for a festival, the largest urban music festival in the world. So it's called New School Rules. And basically I was invited there representing Canada as an urban artist out of Canada. And my first time there, so this was last May. It was a really amazing experience. I got to do a couple shows, be a part of the festival, met a lot of awesome people in all different parts of the industry, from producers to A&Rs and everything. So it was really cool and really nice to be invited there to represent Canada.
Wow. And the more you perform, the more you write, you're on your 4th album now, the more you grow. How has the 4th album changed from the 1st album? I mean, have you noticed the difference in your style of writing and performing?
Definitely. So my first 2 albums were jazz albums, and I did those as a teenager. So my first album, I was 15 and then 17. So I didn't actually write any of the material on it. It was just my interpretations of jazz standards for the most part. And then after Berklee, like I said, in Berklee is where I really, you know, started to develop myself as an artist and really, you know, figure my writing style out and everything like that. So after Berklee, I completed my 3rd album, which was really my first album of all original material, and also my first album of R&B pop music. And I was invited to go down to Houston at Music World Entertainment, Matthew Knowles, Beyonce's father's record label and studio there. And I worked with some amazing producers and songwriters and basically spent like a couple weeks there just intensive studio time, like 16-hour days, just writing and throwing stuff out there. It was really, really fun. And then ended up writing my last album, which was self-titled. And then this 4th album is, you know, really putting all the things that I love together, just because I've come from a background of jazz, musical theater, I've been trained classically, and I have a love of all different genres of music. So it's kind of putting all of those things together into one. Mm-hmm. And I guess, like, if you were to categorize it, it would be considered more like R&B, rhythmic pop type of thing. But there's a lot of different influences within it, what I do. So, yeah, it's just really, you know, an album that I think really represents who I am, who Jenna Nation is.
Did you sing opera, I read somewhere?
I did. So that's where I started when I first started training in voice lessons and whatnot.
Cracking the glass?
I tried. No, I'm just So I started, my voice teacher at the time was an opera singer. So that's actually really where she wanted me to go, into classical. But I think it's important for any singer to do some classical training, just because it really helps you to, you know, keep your voice technically and so many things behind it, mm-hmm. you know, to really keep your voice well.
Yeah. Fine-tune it.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. Oof. So...
those are some high notes. I was doing,
so you don't hurt yourself. And then I was doing a lot of musical theater at the time. Mm-hmm. And then I continued classical throughout my life.
So why did you pick the singing instead of the acting? Because you're certainly beautiful, so you could have
thank you.
You could have done the acting thing if that was of interest.
I just...
Or are you still open? Whatever comes.
I would be open to doing, an acting gig, but, I love singing. So.
And how many people say, Britney Spears?
Oh my gosh.
Too many, right?
Every day.
Every day, too many.
Yeah.
Well, it's Jenna Nation, and one day people will go to Britney and say, Jenna Nation? So we're going to ask if you wouldn't mind singing a song.
Absolutely.
Since you brought your voice.
I would love to, yeah.
We'd love to hear something.
The first song I'll be doing is called Can't Get Over You, and the music video is just released today.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm really excited. And this is off of my latest album. And now the music video is out. So, yeah, I'd love to do Can't Get Over You.
All right. Cool. Jenna Nation is live with us here on Border Crossings today.
Guess it's been a long time coming. Wasn't so easy to see. Feel like I've been holding on to nothing. When I look back on you and me, every time I think I might be falling in love, you show up like there's no past between us. We had our chance, but we know that we're better apart. Took it too far. Gotta protect my heart. Can't get over you. Can't get over you. Ain't nobody like you. Can't get over you. Can't get over you. Boy, I wanna know a little something, something that's been on my mind. Everything about our loving makes me wanna press rewind. If I could, we could pick it up where we were. We could pick it up where we were, and I would. And we could do it again, baby. We could do it again. Show up like there's no past between us. We had our chance, but we know that we're better apart. Took it too far, gotta protect my heart. Oh, can't get over you. No, I wouldn't find another love. No, I wouldn't find another one to bring me home. No, I wouldn't find another one to make me feel alone. You know I wouldn't find. No, I wouldn't find another heart. No, I wouldn't find another love. No, I wouldn't find another one to bring me home. No, I wouldn't find another one to make me feel alone. You know I wouldn't find. You know I wouldn't find. There goes my heart, there goes my blood, there goes my heart, there goes my heart, there goes my life, there it goes, there goes my heart, there goes my love. There it goes.
They're standing all around the world right now, cheering Jenna Nation. Huh? I can hear the chants, Jenna Nation, Jenna Nation. So, you know, I wanted to ask, you know, obviously you wanted to bust a move. Are you a dancer, too? Do you like to dance? And
I love to dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's
this
often
kind of awkward and confining for you?
It's okay. I'm used to it. But generally, like, if I have a big stage, I'm moving all around the stage and it's just, yeah, I love to dance.
You put on big shows, big productions, I guess.
I have, yeah. And that's definitely something I want to do more of for sure.
You did Canada Day?
Yeah, a long time ago. And then I will be doing Canada Day again this summer, actually.
Fantastic. Yeah. What's been the highlight for you so far?
Oh, gosh. There's a lot of things that have been pretty amazing to experience. A couple I can list is, yeah, when I was 9 years old, my first professional gig was on Parliament Hill for the Canada Day celebrations. And then doing some of the big international festivals like Toronto International Jazz Festival, Ottawa, Beaches, going to New School Rules in Holland. There's too many to count, but it's been amazing. Yeah,
very exciting times. And, you know, Canada's put out a lot of great artists in the last few years.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's nice to see that.
Yeah, and so you're representing. You're
Yeah, that's, you know.
You're next on the list.
That's right.
It's your turn now. Yeah, Jenna Nation is here. So you're not here for a tour. You're here visiting family and friends in D.C. You just got off the plane, as a matter of fact. Literally just got off the plane.
Yeah.
And
I did,
so
yeah.
You're here for the weekend or how long?
Yeah, just for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how about a tour? Are you planning now that the album's out and it's doing so well? What about an upcoming tour for you?
That's the next step. So basically, I was just in L.A. in February and I did a couple shows out there. And then I had a couple meetings. I have a consultant out in L.A. and so he's been really helping me with a bunch of things, some PR stuff and as well as getting me shows and connected to all the right people. So he's going to be bringing me back to L.A. in May. And the plan is to do a few more shows there. And I was talking with Arthur Fogel, who's the CEO of Live Nation. And he's a fan. He's on board to help me out. So basically, I'm going to go back out there. You know, we're inviting all the touring managers and agents of some of the bigger artists like The Weeknd, Selena Gomez, Bruno Mars. And then the plan is that, you know, to either open for one of those artists, go on tour with them, or maybe have my own tour. So we'll see what happens from there. But definitely tour in the next, you know, little while.
They should open for you. You don't need to open for them. Have them open for you.
Thank you.
But it's exciting. And it's also, you know, it's intimidating to be a young artist. You put out four albums. Two of them were a different format. And so now you're like you say, you're doing the LA circuit, meeting people, you know, push, trying to get that big deal signed. And so it's tough. I mean, a lot of people don't understand how difficult it is to do what you do.
There's definitely some, you know, not easy aspects to it, but at the end of the day, there's way more positive than negative. So,
right.
And if you love it, it's so totally worth it.
Because I had Taylor Swift on, and she told me about the rejection that she always got that was tough at first, is trying to get that break, hearing all the no's and the door shutting, and until finally the door opens.
Yeah, it absolutely happens. And, I mean, recently there was a festival that I've been wanting to play at for a while now, and this, I think, was my fifth time applying, and finally this year they said, okay, we'll have you. So
great.
It just, it's absolutely, that things like that happen all the time.
That's outstanding. And so the tour is going to come up, and if people want to read about you, what's your website so that people can find more information? You have a new website coming.
That's exciting. Very, very soon. We're just doing the final touches on it. Mm-hmm. So it's www.jennanation.com.
All right. And you said you just did the video for the last song you sang.
That's the first single
on the album or the latest single?
This is the latest single. Uh-huh. Yes.
And so when you're shooting a video, what's involved with that?
It really depends. I like to make it interesting, have a storyline.
Mm-hmm. So you produce your own videos?
Well, I wouldn't say I don't produce, but I'm involved very much in the idea of the video, the concept, my family as well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, because I like to be a part of everything that I do, whether it's the writing of the songs or the music videos or all of that. This one was shot in Ottawa, actually, and there's a couple of guys that I work with there, young guys, really talented. They go by Capital Arts Productions. And so we shot the video in Ottawa. That's where I'm from originally. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of fun. We had a really great venue. There was a cool storyline to it. And, you know, people can see it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So check it out. I won't give too much away.
Right. Well, we'll play a little clip of it here for the TV show as well. If you give us the video to play a little bit of it. So, I mean, growing up in Canada, living in Canada, touring in Canada, making a mark in Canada, then all of a sudden you decide to go to school in the United States. What was involved in the decision for that? Because there's certainly a lot of colleges and schools you could have gone to, music schools as well in Canada.
So. For sure. As soon as I found out about Berklee College of Music, that was my number one. Mm. Just because Berklee is so well known and... Well, not just that it was well known, but I knew it's named as the best contemporary music school in the world. Mm-hmm. And, looking at the website, and I also had known some people who had gone to the school and raved about it. So that was just like everything to me that I could go and study music and not just classical and jazz because I love those things, but they offered contemporary music so I could study R&B and soul and gospel and Latin and mm-hmm. whatever. So that was really fun.
Are you moving to America or have you moved?
I lived in the U.S. I lived in Boston for 4 years going to school. But no plans right now, but mm-hmm. I'm not saying that won't happen.
Right. Well, it's a big sacrifice.
Who knows?
I know your parents are very much, you know, most artists, the parents are very much involved in their children's careers.
For sure.
And especially in this business where there's so many sacrifices.
Yeah.
And they have to, you know, give up a lot. But your parents are with you. And
yes.
They,
yeah.
You know, and very loving, I can see, and they're very proud of you, as they should be. Yeah. How about, you know, you chose not to try on the music shows on TV? Because that seems a route that a lot of people go is, you know, Canada Idol or The Voice or whatever, one of those shows.
Right. I considered it. I was actually asked when I was at Berklee to go and be a part of American Idol. Part of it, I think, was at the times there was something weird with, like, you have to have, like, green card or something at least. But not all of the shows are like that. But it was more of, while it would give me a lot of exposure, I was kind of nervous about the contracts I would be signing. Mm. Just because, for me, like I said, I really like to be involved in every aspect of my career that I don't want to give any of my rights away. So that's something that's really important to me that, you know, I own my songs. I say what I wear in my music videos or the content that I'm singing.
Would that be a deal breaker if a major label said we want to sign you, but we want our producers to produce and create and whatever?
Absolutely. That's way more important to me than any kind of big deal or money or any of that. I've actually been in a situation before where I was close to signing a deal with a large independent music label here in the States. And it just, the contract just wasn't the right thing for me. Mm-hmm. They wanted too much of me. So,
right.
So I wasn't willing to do that.
Well,
yeah.
Good for you to stand up for what you believe in. That's wonderful. Jenna Nation is our guest. Would you do another song for us?
Absolutely.
We'd love to hear you sing. What are you going to sing next?
So this song's called Turning Back Time, and it's an acoustic love song ballad. It's also off of my last album, You Don't Know. Mm-hmm. And there's a video for it as well on YouTube.
And were you thinking of someone special when you wrote this?
Not for this one. This one was more of kind of just relating to, I think, what a lot of people have gone through. Just, you know, there was that one kind of that got away and... Yeah, so that's what it's about.
All right. Here's Jenna Nation, our guest on Border Crossings today.
I remember when you first declared your love to me. I remember how I didn't do the same. I remember how you tried to give me everything.
I remember all I did was give you pain. Now I'm a bit too late to fall in love. Didn't miss you till you were gone. Oh, I'm to the point where I can barely sleep at night. I wouldn't mind turning back time. You are the love that got away. I regret the day I told you to forget my name. 'Cause tonight that's all I wanna hear you say. I just wanna know if I ever start to cross your mind when you look into her eyes. 'Cause if not, I guess I'm a bit too late to fall in love. Didn't miss you till you were gone. Oh, I'm to the point where I can barely sleep at night. I wouldn't mind turning back time, turning back time. You are the love that got away.
Nice, Jenna Nation, right here on Border Crossings. So, you know, we're talking about songwriting. Where would you say was the most unusual place you got inspiration to write a song?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I'm kind of inspired all the time. Mm-hmm. I could be, you know, walking down the street and I see a billboard, or I'm like in an elevator or in the shower, or it's kind of very random. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always, you know, putting voice notes in my phone just so I don't forget, especially if it's in a moment where it's really not appropriate for me to pull out my phone, you know, and do that. But I try as much as I can to get down all the inspiration. I can't really like pinpoint one place.
You don't remember like waking up at 3 a.m. from a dream and an idea came.
Oh, that's definitely happened.
That happens.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. But maybe that's not weird to me, because that's normal for me.
That happens all
me.
The time, right, for a songwriter. Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, that's great that songs come to you so easily and so often. And it must be tough to pick songs for an album from all of the songs you've written, to narrow it down, what songs you're going to put on an album.
Sometimes it can be. Mostly it's more of, I guess, what my favorites are in the moment, what's mm-hmm. the most completed, and then also kind of what goes all well together. So, you know, because I do write in different styles, so, mm-hmm. you know, I still have to have kind of a coherent project.
Is there a story with the album you don't know? Are you telling a story that takes us, the listener, through something? Or?
Well, with a lot of the songs on the album, I mean, a lot of the topics are about love. Mostly because I guess that's like what I write about the most, because that's like my experience, I guess, mm-hmm. So far in my life.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, the heartbreak and the, you know, happy love stories and all of that. And then also just being R&B generally, that's kind of a theme mm-hmm. for the most part. But for the reason why I called the album You Don't Know is more, because the switch of my name to Jenna Nation, and then people, I think, were a little bit confused maybe about the artist that I am, just because I did the two jazz albums and then I had the one R&B pop album. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, well, where is she going next? Right. And but now, like, I know, okay, this is Jenna Nation's sound, and that's really what this album is. So
what were the names you used? So the people who knew you before as a jazz singer will now know it's the same person? Because they're probably watching saying, is that who I think it is?
Well, I prefer not to say my real name.
Okay.
But yes, Jenna Nation.
Jenna Nation is all that matters at this time.
That's right.
All right. How about your wish list? You've got to have a wish list, people you want to work with, things you want to do that you haven't done, because you do so many things, you know, and have done so many things.
Sure. Well, okay, so in terms of things I want to do, definitely an international tour, because, I mean, I've done performances internationally,
sure,
but I would love to make it
anywhere
tour.
You want to play in particular? Because you're on in 100 countries right now, so maybe somebody will invite you.
Hey, if you're out there, just, you know, give me a call. Yes. Nowhere really in particular. I think as a child, a dream's always been Carnegie Hall.
Okay.
So that would be pretty amazing. But yeah, people to work with, definitely Stevie Wonder.
Really?
That would be
old school.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm such an old soul. So, like, I love everything from, because I started really listening to the, you know, the jazz greats and like Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Judy Garland. That's really kind of what got me on to singing for the most part. And then my parents listened to a lot of like 70s soul, Stevie Wonder, Earth, Wind, and Fire. So, you know, that was always kind of a big influence to me. So, yeah, definitely Stevie Wonder. And it's sad because there's so many other people I would have loved to work with, but they're, you know,
they're
not
gone.
Here anymore.
Right. So as somebody who is old school, but yet contemporary, what do you think of music today? When you put the radio on and you hear what's being put out, what's the vibe in it for a young person?
I mean, there's definitely people that I think are trying to keep that alive. Bruno Mars, Justin Timberlake. And so I definitely respect what they're doing. And I, of course, listen, you know, to a lot of what's going on nowadays. But for me, for myself, I don't want to be like one of those just kind of fly by night artists.
Right.
I see like a long-term career for myself. And so it's important for me to make music that people could have listened to 10 years, like from, like before now, and will listen to 10 years from now. So yeah. And because my influences are from, you know, kind of old school, you know, I hope that I can relate to people who are 50, 60 years old, and then, you know, people my age.
That's great. I'm sure when you perform, you see a variety of ages. And
definitely.
And so that's fantastic.
And I really like that. Yeah.
That's, what is the SOCAN Foundation?
Oh, so SOCAN, it's a Canadian foundation. And it's basically the ASCAP or BMI.
Oh, okay. I saw that on your website, so I didn't know if that's a charity that you're supporting and involved
with.
Yeah,
so basically, yeah, it's just like your rights to your
music. Your music rights.
Yes.
Ah, we've got that here too.
Yes.
Everybody wants the rights. Everyone wants a piece of the pie.
Yeah.
So what's the year ahead for you? What's the plan, you know, going forward for Jenna Nation? Because it's the year just started, basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got the new album out. What are you going to be doing in the summer and ahead?
Yeah. So basically, like I said, I'm going to LA in May. And then there's, you know, lots of hope for tours and whatnot after that.
Nothing in the works that you can kind of tell me about?
Behind
the scenes, any secrets that we can just keep between us?
And everyone else listening. yes. And I have, I mean, I'm writing all the time. So there's a couple singles that I plan on releasing.
Great.
This spring and then in the summer. And there'll definitely be more. And then the plan is hopefully to have at least like an EP probably in the next year.
You got to fit in some film auditions too. You know, I got to read for some roles.
Yeah, maybe.
You want to design clothes? Is that
very
fashionable? You'll do anything, right?
I'd be open to that. I'm very much into fitness. So
yeah, you were a trainer, weren't you?
Yeah. So, you know, I would be open to doing, you know, a fitness.
Well, you look fit.
Thank you.
I wouldn't mess with those guns. Look at those arms.
Thank you.
She's cut. All right, you going to do another song for us?
Sure.
All right. What's this called?
So this is You Don't Know. This is the title track of the album.
So tell me, you said this was written about love, the whole album is basically. And so is this about someone? The last one wasn't. One of these you're going to admit it's about someone.
Well, I guess I'm inspired by bits and pieces like of my own life and then, things I know friends have experienced or even things I've seen in movies. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, nothing's really like a full, real story.
What's your top three favorite movies?
Oh, good question. I'm a big Harry Potter nerd.
Are you really?
So I really love Harry Potter. If I had to. What else? A Pretty Woman.
Okay.
I guess that kind of goes with the brand, too.
Yeah.
And the retro. What else? I'll get back to you on the third one.
All right.
Harry Potter kind of counts.
Yeah, Harry, the series. Exactly. Jenna Nation is here in D.C. and joining us on Border Crossing.
If I had my way, I would be the only one you call. They say you get what you give. Guess it doesn't work that way at all. I know we're going through the motions, and everybody knows it but you. It's in the smile that's on your face when you're around. But baby, what a waste if you can't tell me how you feel. Baby, you don't know. Can't read your mind to see the signs, just stay then go. When you got your heart, it makes it hard. Sometimes in love, it's how it goes. Let's not complicate this. We already got what it takes to make this thing last. It's in the smile that's on your face when you're around. But baby, what a waste if you can't tell me how you feel. Baby, you don't know how you get to me. You know it's real, but you're not sure. I know I'm everything that I should be. Can't you see I'm doing all that I can do? Baby, you don't know how you get to me. You know this ain't the way this love should be. When I'm everything that I should be, can't you see I'm doing all that I can do? Can't you see I'm doing all that I can do? You don't know what you're doing to me.
Sounding great, Jenna Nation. Title track to the album You Don't Know, album number 4. You work with some Grammy-winning, Juno-winning producers on the album.
I did. So I was working in New York, in L.A., and Toronto for this album. And, so it was over the course of 2 years. And at the beginning, I wasn't really, planning on doing an album. sort of the position I'm in now. Eventually there will be, but and then I had like 50 songs that I had written in like just over a year. And so then I, you know, was like, okay, well, I should probably put together an album. And so I chose the songs that I guess were my favorite and kind of worked well together as an album. And I worked with A+A in New York, Kinetics in One Love. In LA, I was working with Tommy Brown, Juski, Victoria Monet, so many different people. And then kind of came back to home, to Toronto, and started kind of, you know, redoing vocals, finishing up production, all of that. And yeah, and then put it all together.
That's outstanding. Well, you know, congratulations.
Thank you.
On the fourth album, and we are looking forward to the tour. And
Thank you.
For people that want to follow you on social media or on your website, get the album, keep up with your tour schedule, where do they go?
So my website is jennanation.com, and then all the socials, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Jenna G Nation.
And you reply yourself.
I do.
Because I saw her in here. She was replying and replying and replying.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're a pleasure to have on the show. And, you know, I'm excited for your future. And
thank you so much.
On. Great to meet you. Come back
you
and see
too.
Us again.
Absolutely.
When you're back in D.C. Jenna Nation is her name. And You Don't Know is the album. My name's Larry London. And this is Border Crossings.
We hang
You're tuned to Border Crossings. We've got Jenna Nation in our studios.
No more feeling like I'm not good enough for someone who never cared about the both of us. So many times I felt like giving up. Don't wanna see my heart all broken up. No more, no more, no more. I've been waiting for you. I'm patient for your love. I've been waiting for you. Like you came from above. So don't you go. Sometimes I feel like giving up. Don't wanna see my heart all broken up. No more, no more, no more. I've been waiting for you. I'm patient for your love. I've been waiting for you. Like you came from above. So don't you go.
Cinderella said you wanted this forever. Now you say that you fed up. I know I made mistakes and now you see potential. You the one that's on my mind, got me crazy feeling mental. If it's real love, we should work it out. Through the thick and the thin, swimming through the doubt. Yeah, I don't wanna lose you to nobody else. Take a trip to Malibu, let me take you out. You deserve it all. I ain't worried about these other women. Yeah, they pretty, but they can never give me the same feeling. Me and you forever. Yeah, I find that so appealing. Take a second, think about it, girl. Now tell me how you feeling.
So don't you go.
You're listening to Jenna Nation, and she's here on Border Crossings.
I think I met someone last night, so familiar like a past life. Feels like deja vu, cause it's too good to be true. Do-do-do-do, the lights flicker like glass slippers, cause we skipped dinner, had mad liquor. Now my heart's messing with my mind again, it's time I let it win. Cause I know, and I know, and I know, and I know that this can't be real. Is it love, is it love, is it love, is it love, is it love we feel? Cause I wanted this for so long, and I'm hoping that I'm wrong. So pinch me and convince me that this isn't just a dream. In my mind, in my mind, in my mind. Was it only inside of my mind? In my mind, in my mind. Or was I drunk and dreaming? Was I drunk and dreaming? Cause I don't believe it. Please stop teasing. Was it good or was I drunk and dreaming? I think I got hallucinations. Cause lately I'm seeing things. My crazy imagination.
I deserve an explanation. Why'd I wake up with my heart beating? Tell me what happened in the evening. You would think that I fell in love or something crazy like that. Cause I know, and I know, and I know, and I know that this can't be real. Is it love, is it love, is it love, is it love, is it love we feel? Cause I wanted this for so long, and I'm hoping that I'm wrong. So pitch me and convince me that this isn't just a dream. In my mind, in my mind, in my mind, was it only inside of my mind? In my mind, in my mind, or was I drunk and dreaming? Was I drunk and dreaming? Cause I don't believe it. Please stop teasing. Was it real or was I drunk and dreaming? Was I drunk and dreaming? Was it real or was I drunk and dreaming? Was I drunk and dreaming? Was I drunk and dreaming? Cause I don't believe it. Please stop teasing. Was I real or was I drunk and dreaming? Was I drunk and dreaming? Was I real or was I drunk and dreaming?
Well, thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings. We've had a great show, and what a great artist. Jenna Nation, talented songwriter, and very, very lovely girl. She's got a bright future ahead of her with her theater background and her music background, and what a pleasure to have her in the studios. Jenna Nation is her name, and she's been promoting her brand new album. We look forward to having her back in the studios. I thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings. We'll be back again tomorrow with more requests and dedications at 1500 Universal. Please tune in. Thank you very much to our engineer, Wagner, today, and our director, Vince, and I thank you for listening. My name is Larry London, and we shall see you tomorrow right here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA1 Music Network.